Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending August the 6th, 2023. I had last week off. So last week I went away to Jersey. So this is in the Channel Islands. Spent, you know, a few days in a hotel there, just relaxing, enjoying myself. So yeah, it was a really good time. Went there this time last year. Much different experience. Last year we had probably, you know, 25 to 30 degree weather. This time we had storms, we had strong winds, we had rain. We did have a good day on Friday at the beach, so there was actually a respite there. And it did cause some things like delays with our flight. So we arrived in Jersey, what was it on this? I can't remember what day it was. Wednesday, maybe? Yeah. Well, we arrived at Jersey anyway. And yeah, we were basically sat on the airport tarmac for probably 2.5 hours waiting for the winds to drop so the ground crew could put the steps up so we could get off the plane. So yeah, that was the start of our holiday, but we had a really good time. You know, you just have to make the most of what you get, don't you? And Jersey's a really fascinating place. So we went to the Maritime Museum and, you know, went there with my son and mother-in-law and wife, and we enjoyed that. And then there was the Jersey Museum itself, which is really good, really just a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. And yeah, it's just a really fascinating history. We also went to the cinema and they were showing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the original 1937 Disney version. Yeah, that film's a bit messed up. I'd watched it as a kid a few times on a ropey VHS. And this, yeah, it's just a lot in that story that just raises a lot of questions. Like, why is the prince into, well, is he a necrophile? Is he into dead women? I don't know. A bit dodgy, isn't it? Yeah, and just loads of questions about just the whole world building. Everything about it was just, yeah, really, really off. But yeah, it was good to see. And good to see on a big screen. You know, it is historically important cartoon. I think it was like one of the first colour motion pictures done with animation. So yeah, my son, I think he was a bit, I don't know, he didn't like it to start with, I don't think, and then he got into it, so that was good. You know, we had a bit of a laugh at the stupid singing, because obviously that style of singing is very much out of fashion nowadays, and I don't even know what it's meant to be, but no, it was good. Good, interesting, anyway. Yeah, before I went, I did actually do a bit of work. I did an outline for Ragnar's arc of book 3 of Ravenglass Legends. So yeah, this story's looking like it's coming together. I've got some ideas for the second POV, but as with last time, I think I'll get Ragnar's story finished and get that really fleshed out and then move on to Maya's stuff. In terms of reading, I read Fear to Tread, which is in the Horus Heresy series. I'm on, what is it? I think it's called Shadows of Treachery. So I've just carried on with the Horus Heresy series. I think I'm like 22 books in. This book is another one of those ones where it's a collection of novellas, short stories, that kind of thing. So enjoying that, you know, it does kind of give you, just kind of patches up holes in the narrative and things like that. Because it is such a big sprawling story and you go, oh, this is what was happening over here when this was happening. And it gives different perspectives on, you know, big events in the tale. So yeah, definitely recommend that series if that's what you're into. What is it in? I can't remember what it was. Oh yeah, I'm reading a non-fiction book, which is called The Fluent Forever, I think it is. Now, I've always told myself I haven't got a head for languages. I don't do languages. Never learnt a language. And I basically realised that was just me having a fixed mindset about language learning. So I decided to look at best practice for language learning. I think my challenge is going to be, because I am sight impaired, just a lot of the language teaching, a lot of the tips are to do with flashcards and vision and sight, and I've got to kind of build workarounds with that, which will be to do with audio. But there does seem to be some solutions out there. I think the first thing I'm going to do is probably try out Italian. Yeah, I'm planning on going there next year. I want to see Rome and Pompeii, so getting a few Italian things under my belt will be good. First thing that I need to do is learn the pronunciation before learning any words, just learning the sounds and how to make them with my mouth. So that should be interesting, new challenge and all that. And then, I think it'll be, just a good exercise in learning and just getting myself really out of my comfort zone with languages. So, looking forward to that. Next week, this week, it is now, because I'm recording this on the Monday. I'm going to be working, carrying on with the, Guild of Assassins story. Want to get a few more chapters done of that. It is the summer holiday still, so it's going to be, when I can do stuff I will, but a lot of the time will be spent not doing that. I've also set up a Wattpad. Now, it turns out that I set up an account years ago, so I think I just reactivated that from something like 2018. So I have posted, I'm starting to post Blades of Wolfsbane, that story, and it's just a way to get new readers, to engage with new audiences. I want to try different things. I don't just want to get stuck in Amazon. It is my best earner, but I still have that thing in the back of my mind when, last year or whenever it was, year before, getting my account temporarily suspended for no reason, without explanation. I don't like having pretty much all of my income resting on one company when their decisions might not necessarily be made by humans or people who understand anything. I am trying to build up new ways of getting revenue, basically. So this means subscription models, this means Substack. What is it? Wattpad? It's John Cronshaw author, which is what I try and get for any platforms. You can go on there. It's basically leading people to my Substack. So if you go on the Substack, then a lot of the stories that will be posted. Substack's basically going to be like the early access version of what's on Wattpad. So we'll see whether that does anything. I just like to try different experiments, see what works. A lot of things don't, but when something does, then it does. Next week, then you'll get the next author diary on time, promise. So until next time, cheerio.